This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is making efforts to create new opportunities for the youth in the country and abroad. Addressing the 18th National Rozgar Mela virtually from New Delhi today, he said India is signing trade and mobility agreements with several countries that opens countless opportunities for the country's skilled youth. Mr. Modi highlighted that on this significant day, more than 61,000 young people are beginning a new chapter in their lives by receiving appointment letters for government services.
61,000 से ज्यादा नौजवान जीवन की नई शुरुआत कर रहे हैं, सरकारी सेवाओं के नियुक्ति पत्र मिल रहे हैं। ये एक तरह से नेशन बिल्डिंग का इनविटेशन लेटर है, ये विकसित भारत के निर्माण को गति देने का संकल्प पत्र है। आप में बहुत सारे साथी देश की सुरक्षा को मजबूत करेंगे, हमारे एजुकेशन और हेल्थ केयर इकोसिस्टम को और सशक्त करेंगे, कई साथी वित्तीय सेवाओं और एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी को मजबूती देंगे, तो कई युवा हमारी सरकारी कंपनियों की ग्रोथ में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाएंगे.
Highlighting the country's robust economy, Mr. Modi said it is the only economy in the world which doubled its GDP within a decade. The Prime Minister highlighted that India is emerging as a major manufacturing power with unprecedented growth in production and exports across sectors such as electronics, pharmaceuticals and vaccines, defence and automobiles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat programme on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 130th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website, and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has arrived in New Delhi on an official visit to India this afternoon. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said her visit will explore the next phase of the India and European Union EU strategic partnership. He added that India and the EU share a partnership rooted in mutual trust and shared values. She will be the chief guest along with the President of the European Council, Antonio Luis Santos da Costa, at Republic Day celebrations on Monday. Both the leaders will also co-chair the 16th India-EU summit on the 27th of this month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said as the world is going through a period of uncertainty, the youth must remain physically, mentally and emotionally strong and be prepared to take on every challenge. Addressing the cadets at the NCC Republic Day camp at Delhi Cant today, Mr. Singh exhorted the youngsters to draw inspiration from the brave and dedicated NCC cadets. The Election Commission will celebrate the 16th National Voters Day tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the celebrations in New Delhi as the chief guest. The theme for this year's National Voters Day is My India, My Vote, with the tagline, Citizen at the Heart of Indian Democracy. In his message on the eve of the National Voters Day, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar today highlighted that pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of democracy. The CEC noted that there was not a single appeal filed against the final electoral roll in Bihar, establishing its sanctity and credibility. He also called upon the young voters to lead the fight against misinformation, disinformation and false narratives. In the Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets in their third and final group stage match at Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. The match was reduced to 37 overs per side due to rain. India achieved the DLS target of 130 runs in just 13.2 overs. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhamri and his Swedish partner Andre Göransson advanced to the round of 16 of the men's doubles event at the Australian Open 2026. And with that, we end this news bulletin.